Welcome to the Inner and Outer Games Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you, the amazing Mr. Chris Salem. Chris, won't you take it from here?
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And today, what I'd like to share with everybody is something that often is overlooked, but yet people are aware of the fact that at some point in their lives, they get stuck or reach a plateau, whether that be in their business, that could be with their personal wellness, or it could be in their relationships. And where they're aware that there's something, you know, where they're stuck, they're just unconscious of the fact what might be holding them back. And what I'm going to be sharing with you today is learning how to master your inner critic so you can resolve the root cause to those mindset barriers that you may be unaware of, or maybe you are aware of, and how you can operate your business and personal life in the solution rather than managing the effect of the cause of the problem. So if you really look around and think about your personal life, or just look around in general, most businesses and most people operate managing the effect of their challenge. So think about it. You know, somebody's on some medication. Now, is that medication going to solve that person's personal health issue? More than likely, the answer is no. It's going to manage the symptoms. It's going to manage the effect, but it's not going to solve the problem. And the reason being is that most people in businesses are always seeking the solution outside of themselves. They feel that there's something out there that's going to solve their problem and allow them to have sustainable success in whatever they're aiming to strive for. What I'm going to share with you today is that the solution always resides within you, whether if we're talking about a person or if we're talking about a company as an entity, with a collection of people working towards that solution. So the reason why a lot of people and businesses get stuck is because there's bottlenecks. So think about a manufacturing line. A manufacturing line could have bottlenecks, which will slow down productivity. It won't be as efficient, but yet it can still produce products that they can sell. However, if those bottlenecks are removed, they're going to be operating within the solution at peak efficiency, increase productivity, and yield higher revenue. It's no different than in somebody else's personal life. So the key is to become aware on some level that there's something not working for you, or you've reached a plateau, or you felt like you've reached your limit in what you're capable of doing within with your wellness, with your relationships, or your business. But know that you have the capability to take it far more. And the only way you're going to know is by operating in the solution rather than the effect of the cause of the challenge. So the key thing is to become aware that something could be there holding you back. The next is to really look at what that could be. What are certain things that are not working for you? What could be potential problems that might be holding you back? Whether, again, pertains to your wellness, your relationships, and your business, or any combination of all three. And when you look at what these potential triggers or these causes may be, they're not going to be the root cause, but they could be different types of causes that could tie back to the root. So think about it. Look at a tree. You could look at a tree and it can look really nice from the outside. But then you get down deep below the ground, and that's where we can't see what's really going on. And there's all these different roots and things that are going all over the place throughout the ground. Those are the different causes that could be tied back to the main root cause. And if you're not able to address the root cause, the problem's never going to be solved. Again, you're always going to be managing the effect. But what if you could go in, just like I gave you the example of the tree, and be able to trace back those causes back to the main root to solve your problem and then come up with the solution that's going to take your wellness, your business, and your relationships to another level for sustainable success. Is it possible? Absolutely. I am living it. I've had clients that have gone through this process that I outline in my book, Master Your Inner Critic, Resolve the Root Cause, Create Prosperity. And it's a seven-step process. So as we talked about, number one, you need to be aware. That is going to be part of resolving the root cause. And once we become aware and we know that there could be potential causes, we need to accept that there are challenges. There are going to be certain things that are holding us back. We don't know what the root cause is yet, but we're aware and we have accepted the fact that there's something holding us back. The next step is to determine, how do I go about finding my root cause? So the process that you want to incorporate is to look at a form of meditation. Now, it doesn't have to be something where you sit in a chair and you close your eyes and you just focus on your breath and being in the moment. Being in the moment is the most important part. But there are many types of meditation that can get you there. So whatever that may be, that could be walking meditation, that could be Tai Chi, that could be tapping, that can be just sitting in a lotus position or just sitting in a chair, focusing on your breath. But the key is to be in the moment, learning to get into the rhythm of being in the moment. And when you've mastered that concept, which can take time, it doesn't happen right away, is that you begin to feel the stress, the fear that once resided in you on a regular basis tied to the past is dissipating. You don't feel it as much. Or any anxiety that you felt as a form of projecting into the future, you start to see that subside. So again, stress and fear are tied to the past. Anxiety is tied to the future. And most people are operating from the past and the future simultaneously, rarely being in the moment. But when you trained your mind to be in the moment through this meditation process, which can require basically about 10 minutes in the morning each day, you'll begin to, over time, become more clear. Now, during this process, when you're doing meditation, that's not the only thing you're going to be doing when you're looking to resolve the root cause. You're also going to be taking your moral inventory daily, almost like journaling. You're going to write down how you feel. It could be something, it could be good, it could be bad, it could be tied to negative emotions, positive emotions. You're basically just talking about how you feel. You don't want to overthink it. You don't want to overanalyze it. You just want to write down whatever comes to mind. You can do this in the morning after your meditation, or you can do this also later in the day after your work day. But over time, with the meditation and taking your moral inventory or journaling, you're going to begin to see that by being in the moment and taking this stuff out of your head onto paper, that's a form of energy, right? That you're going to start seeing, because you're having more clarity for the first time in your life, more than you've ever had before, you're going to begin to see the problem begin to kind of present itself, what it is. That is your subconscious mind speaking to your conscious mind. And you're going to be able to see deeper of like where this root cause could potentially be. So often the root cause is often tied back to something in your childhood, usually to a parent or parents, or could have been some authoritative figure during those development years. It doesn't have to be anything traumatic. It could be something very subtle. Let me give you an example. I had a client about 4 years ago that had came to me, when we go through the story, you're going to hear how we addressed several different problems, but he only presented one to me because he felt that the other one wasn't a problem, but it ended up being a problem. But he had been struggling with his weight. He had been 50 pounds overweight for most of his adult life. He had tried every program possible, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, and all these other different programs. And he was looking for the solution. Well, these programs, he would lose the weight, it would come back. He would lose the weight, it would come back. Because these programs manage the effect of the problem. They don't solve the problem. They are not the solution. They are only a component. But yet he viewed it as that this was the solution to his weight problem. But see, here's why when people understand it, whoever is struggling with perhaps looking to release weight permanently, it starts with your mindset. Next is nutrition, then exercise. Most people have it backwards. They put exercise, nutrition, and then mindset doesn't even come into play ever. It's with your mindset, and it ties back to resolving the root cause. And until that is done, you're unable to get into the solution to find out why you engage in habits, behaviors, and lack of discipline that don't serve you in that area. And that applies to business, and that applies also to your relationships as well. So as a result, getting back to the story, there was a guy that had a childhood. It was wonderful. He said he had a mom and dad that were very loving. He had a brother and sister. They did a lot of family activities. His parents took care of him. He really had a great childhood, and he really couldn't see where there could be any potential problem coming from one or two of his parents. But he was committed to the process. He wanted to lose weight. He wanted to release it permanently. So the good news was he was aware. He accepted the fact there was some issue, and he really wanted to address what this root cause is that was unknown to him at the time. As he went through the meditation and the moral inventory process over a 2-3 month period, I remember him telling me during a session, I remember one time my mother telling me that, that if I didn't finish my plate, kids in Africa were starving. And then he went on to talk about something else. And I said, stop right there. There's your root cause. And he said, what's my root cause? Because I didn't finish my plate because kids in Africa were starving. I said, my mother just said it, but she didn't say it in a mean way. It was just kind of like she wanted me to finish my plate. I said, what made you say that? And he said, I'm not sure. It just kind of came to me. I said, well, that was a result of your subconscious mind releasing that memory into your conscious mind all these years later, that perhaps it's something suppressed, that you have some type of resentment or something towards your mother. He said, no, my mother was great. She never was emotionally abusive, not verbally abusive, physically abusive. She was wonderful. And I kind of knew where we were going at that point. And I felt that I had to lead him a little bit to get him to see it. So I said, can you tell me more about your mom? Was she slightly dominant in any way? And all of a sudden, he paused. And it was like he was like a deer in the headlights. And he was like, well, she did do a lot of things for me. I said, like what? Well, she would help me with everything that I had to do growing up. I said, did she tie your shoes? And I said it as a joke. And she said, yeah, she used to tie my shoes even when I was in my early teens. And I thought he was joking, but he was for real. So in essence, what ended up happening here was that his mother did everything for him. He was not allowed to develop his own skills to become interdependent or independent, to kind of leave the nest to go on his own, because he had everything done for him. He was enabled in everything that he did. And as a result of that, he had this passive anger towards his mother, not even consciously being aware of it. And as a result, to satisfy his mother, he would eat more than one plate because that was his way of satisfying her without even knowing what he was doing. He didn't even see this. This is how subtle it was. And as a result of this, he ended up marrying a woman who, at the time when he came to see me, he was divorced then, who was just like his mother. She was slightly dominant. She ran the household. She made all the decisions. And he basically just skirted by and did the bare minimum with his responsibilities as a husband and also in his job. So we talked about the other problem that he never brought up. The other problem was he had been in the same job for almost 20 years, never advanced at all. He was basically stagnated in this job. But again, it all tied back to the fact that he was unable to ever develop his skills. He didn't have to do anything on his own because he had things done for him. He didn't know how to go about taking the initiative to do things on his own. But see, he didn't see it that way at the time. But this became very clear going through this process. And as a result of that, he was able to now fully accept his mother for who she was, because she didn't do anything malicious. She thought what she was doing at the time was loving and helping her son. But it hindered his development. It caused problems in his development as a man in a marriage and how he functioned in his job and how he took care of his wellness. These were all the byproducts of this root cause. So when he was able to resolve the root cause and release that negative emotion of passive anger with his mother, He was then able to embrace change and began to step out of his comfort zone to really look at who he really was, what his purpose was, what were his strengths, and how could he, you know, enhance them to really bring them to life, to take him to where he wanted to be. He needed to develop new and healthier habits, behaviors, and most importantly, disciplines to release the weight permanently, and also to utilize his skills that he always had but never used to get him ahead in his career. We were able to go through that process. And so the second step was, again, bracing the change. The third step was to step into the fear or step out of his comfort zone. And once he was able to go through that process and clearly define his purpose, we began then to outline a specific game plan for his life and his career. And when I say specific, we're not talking just like a goal and a couple bullet points and that's it. We were going to be very specific. Words were very important here. It wasn't like I want to be or I'll try to be. I will be. And we had time frames on it. And we were very specific to exactly what he wanted. Because, again, we are all energy and we're connected to the universe. The universe will give us things, but we have to be very specific in what we think, with our thoughts, with our words, and our actions working congruently together to manifest that outcome. We got very clear on that. But that wasn't it in itself. We then outlined a daily plan that would roll up weekly, monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, annually, to a time frame that we would reach his desired outcome for his life goal and business or career goal. And at first he's like, you're telling me I got to outline everything I'm going to be doing every day. And I said, yes. But I said, don't be overwhelmed. Because again, when you're in the moment, stress and fear can't exist, or it's very, very, we minimize it. And anxiety also is minimized. But a lot of things you're going to be doing daily are going to be the same thing. But we're going to make each of these goals each day attainable so you don't become overwhelmed, which leads to procrastination. So it's going to motivate you daily and keep you on track on where you're going. And to know that you're going to embrace the process, because success is defined by the process of what you become, not what you get. And are you ready to become who you really are and be part of this process? And he said, yes. And he committed to this process and went through it. And he kept himself accountable throughout the entire process because we had plugged him into certain resources that kept him accountable. And if he did get off the horse, he was able to get right back on. And in time, he began to develop the right habits, behaviors, and disciplines that got him to where he wanted to be. Now, flash forward. This man has now released 50 pounds. He's kept it off for the last 2.5 years. He is now in a management role in his company and is making 3 times the amount of money that he did prior to coming to go through this process. So two great things were result. He restored his wellness and he restored his career, which was really going nowhere, never started off at all because it was just, he was existing. As a result of going through this process of resolving the root cause, to embrace the solution, to achieve what he wanted to be. Now, what he's done since then is the 6th and 7th steps, and that's investing in himself. So he goes to certain things to keep, you know, invest in himself to find the latest things to keep up his wellness, to improve his relationships with himself and others and his new girlfriend, to also improve his skills in his business, really enhancing his strengths and not focusing on his weaknesses. And what's really important as the icing on the cake in all this is the accountability, because he began to understand that this accountability was not for a short period of time. It would be for the rest of his life. If he truly wanted to live in the solution and to serve his purpose, he needed to operate in the solution by being accountable. And that's what he did. And to this day is plugged into certain accountability groups to keep him grounded and moving forward. Because once you become complacent, there is the chance that you could go back, and not to say you'll get back to where you were, but you can kind of fall off the wagon and then have to kind of go back and do the steps again. So the key is to follow these steps in sequence. And this is what I outline in Master Your Inner Critic, Resolve the Root Cause, Create Prosperity, which had gone international bestseller on Amazon. And something I do one-on-one in group calls with people. And I work with companies as well in this area, but more on a surface level. But this is a process, again, that can work for you if you're committed to the process. And I could just to give you a little background about where this came from. I went through this personal experience myself almost 20 years ago. So to give you some background, I came from a family of a mom and dad where my father was often not available. He was off working, traveling around the world, focused 100% on his business, and my mother was left to take care of my brother and I. Excuse me. As a result of that, I didn't realize at the time when I would go to ball games and my dad wouldn't be there that it had an effect on me. It wasn't until I was in my early teens that I began to act out. I began to have anger, and I began to act on that anger with inappropriate ways. I would, you know, I would destroy other people's things to kind of offset the feelings that I had, not still knowing that it was my father. I got involved in alcohol and drugs and other types of addictive behaviors that did not serve me. And while I was functional, I was able to go to college. I was able to come out and always had a good, great work ethic. And I was able to get into sales and do very, very well at it. But at the time, I chose a sales position in an industry that I really had no interest in. However, I knew I could make a lot of money. And that's what I did. And I did well. I made some money. But I was spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically bankrupt. I had two near-death experiences with alcohol poisoning during that time. And my anger had reached a point of almost no return. I didn't know what to do with myself. Everything would trigger the anger. But see, in hindsight, without even knowing at the time, every time when something would trigger my anger, it'd be like I'd be looking at my father all the time and didn't know it. It all tied back to my father. When my father was diagnosed with cancer and died 4 months later, I realized my dad had died, you know, while he was successful, died an emotionally bankrupt person. My father had his own root cause, his own issues, and it went unresolved. And it ended up triggering cancer and took his life. I didn't want to be like that. I knew I had to make a change. And when I went through this process, I got involved in a 12-step program. I got involved in Eastern meditation, yoga, and was able to take bits and pieces from those two areas to come up with my process that I've just described here to heal myself. And determined that my root cause was my father. And I was able to make those amends and forgive him because my father didn't know better. He didn't know how to be the dad I wanted him to be. And it was okay. And I accepted that. And as a result, I was able to release that. And then if anything that would trigger anger going forward, it would only be for a fleeting moment with me. It wouldn't stick with me like it used to for a few hours, a few days, a few weeks, a few months. It would just come and go. And I was able to go through this process to operate in the solution and operate out of my why and my true purpose, which I do today, which I'm sharing with you to help other people to overcome their mindset barriers so they can have sustainable success at the next level. This is why I'm here. This is what I do. And I believe that everybody has to know that the solution always resides inside of you. It is not out there outside of you. If you're looking for that solution in the box, it does not exist. There are many companies and products and services that'll tell you that it is because it's about money. But those are only going to be components that may help you, but it's not going to solve your problem. Stop living your life and operating your business, managing the effect of the problem, and start doing it from the solution. It starts with you. It's ongoing for the rest of your life. Be accountable. This is the message I strive to get across to people, including companies, by doing keynote speaking, doing workshops, and seminars. And everybody deserves to be who they are. Everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves to have prosperity in their lives, but it's a choice. You either want to have it or not. You're not the victim. You have the choice to live in the solution, but you have to look at yourself. And there's somebody really good inside waiting for you. Yourself loves you tremendously. You just have to choose to love yourself. That inner critic, the positive side of your inner critic, learning how to master it so it can be everything that you want yourself to be. You're no different from other people. There are not other people that have that advantage over you. You may perceive it that way, but these are just people that have been able to master this process. You have that capability as well. And I'd like to leave it from there.